Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Howard Sexton, chairman of the South African Jewish Report. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I don't think I'm here in that capacity.
I don't know. So what capacity are you here? Because I was thinking, I want to ask you about photography, because you take photos all around the world. You capture beautiful moments. I was going to ask you, in your capacity as photographer and Instagrammer, where we find the most beautiful trees in Joburg. But before we do that, so what capacity are you here in? Just you.
I'm here in my personal capacity and as official photographer to life itself.
And that's just because you don't want to get fired for saying something on behalf of the Jewish Report. Which,
you know, there was a stage we used to do a Jewish Report section on Chai FM, and then the editor took over, and I'm happy to say I come on just because I'm overly opinionated, and that's why I'm here.
You know what? On this show, there's no such thing as overly opinionated. No such thing. We're opinionated. Alright. So first of all, before we actually talk about some of the other stuff, we were talking earlier because I was driving into studio. It was about 5:20. Incredibly light. There were people running. I don't know why they had to do it so early. I don't know what they've got going today, but never mind. Running, walking, dogs out. But what was amazing was, The jacaranda trees and in some way, some streets intertwined with magnificent colors from the bougainvillea. It's beautiful. It is absolutely gorgeous.
The one thing that I've never understood is people from all over the world go to Japan for sakura season, the cherry blossoms.
Yes, cherry blossoms. Mm.
And it's amazing. It's beautiful. I've been myself. Mm. But Johannesburg at this time of year with the jacarandas out is absolutely amazing. And I know Pretoria claims to be the jacaranda city.
That was the other thing that always bothered me. It was an apartheid thing.
Have you driven through the streets of Melrose?
So one of our listeners said Melrose.
Gone down Houghton Drive.
Mm, absolutely.
Do yourself a favor. Every year I go out and I photograph the jacarandas. And no matter, I post stuff on Facebook, and we all know and Instagram. And they always play with the algorithms, and everyone's complaining. They used to get 1,000 likes, and now they get 23 likes, and no one sees their stuff. But you post a picture of jacarandas on Instagram, and suddenly your feed just explodes.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting?
It is amazing. Johannesburg people love it, and you have to get your timing right. And I've been going out. I've been stuck in my home for so long, and I was even in quarantine. And I would go for a quick drive just to see, is it perfect jacaranda time yet or not? And I think there's something weird happening with the jacarandas this year. Some trees are in full bloom and some trees look very, very dull. I think the very cold snaps have played a little and done something weird to our jacaranda season.
Interesting. I haven't noticed that, but now I'm going to pay attention to that. But it is just, it's the color has just exploded, and I think it would be so sad to miss it because it is absolutely beautiful. And as I said, I think I'm absolutely convinced that it was the apartheid government that made Pretoria, claim Pretoria as the jacaranda city. Mm. I don't know why they got that. I don't know why they got that. Cause Pretoria, okay, fine. So they had jacaranda trees, but we've got real jacaranda trees.
I mean, so, of course, jacarandas are not native to South Africa. They come from South America. They're Argentinian and Brazilian.
Yes.
So at some point in time, Johannesburg even contemplated cutting down all the jacarandas because they were alien species.
You know, I'm not an environmentalist, but I would have chained myself to a jacaranda. Oh, no, I wouldn't have. I would have got somebody to chain themselves to a jacaranda tree for me.
But can I tell you, a few years ago, I actually made a call, and I'm going to make a call publicly now. Who has a drone that they would like to fly over the jacarandas with me? Let's film it. Let's cut the video. Let's do something special about what Johannesburg looks like. But before you volunteer to come fly your drone with me so we can catch a video.
You need a negative COVID test. You need.
a year or two ago, I convinced poor Adam Toll that we should take his drone and go fly it over the jacarandas. And should we say, I don't think he was a professional drone pilot. And we're doing these beautiful views through the trees over the top. And suddenly the thing starts going beep, beep, beep. His battery is running out. So he presses the button to get the thing to return back to base so he can replace the battery, not realizing that when you press the button to return, your drone goes up, I think it's 30 meters into the air and return, and went straight up, smashed into the jacarandas, destroyed his entire drone.
See, I told you, there's something unlucky about that. Yeah. All right, so if you have a drone and you know how to fly it, because Howard Sexton will take no responsibility for your piloting of that drone. 34519, if you're happy to volunteer, 34519 or 0618951019. Vicky says, go to the top of Linksfield Ridge, it's spectacular. Marion says, how do I follow Howard Sexton on Instagram?
Oh, that's a very good question. You go to Howie, H-O-W-I-E, _Sexton, and you will see pictures from all over the world.
So there.
And I see I've just got my first message from someone to say, drone sorted, call me.
Adam says the apartheid government claimed many things that weren't true. That's funny. And Ansan says in Pretoria there's a whole street with white jacaranda trees. I didn't even know that existed.
Please tell us where. I will desperately go try do that as well. And in fact, it just so happens that the person who said got the drone, call me, is from Pretoria. So let's go do this. It could be
okay,
amazing.
Okay, so you're unsigned. Unsigned says it is stunning to see. It's like snow. Interesting. I didn't even know that there was such a thing as white jacaranda trees. You see, Pretoria thing.
I didn't know.
White jacaranda trees.
You know something? We're heading up to the weekend on Sunday. Mm. I want to suggest that everyone drives to Melrose and just goes for a walk.
Mm.
And you will have one of the best, most beautiful experiences you could ever imagine.
Yeah, the
streets
of Melrose.
And you'll see photographers all over the people lying in the middle of the road, literally on their stomachs with cameras and lenses, taking pictures of the trees. They're just beautiful.
It's so interesting that we all love it, but we haven't really consolidated our celebration of jacaranda trees. And it's exactly what you're saying, that in Japan, I mean, the Namaqualan daisies, people travel around the world to go and see, blooming nature at its best. And somehow we just take it for granted. How Joburg is that?
Well, you know, I think the one thing we don't appreciate about Johannesburg is the fact that there are many things that are so culturally rich, so fascinating and interesting, and we don't do it. So this week, I actually have some pictures taken for Jewish Achieve Awards, and I went with Ilan Ossendriver, who's the photographer of the Jewish Report, to a new part of town called Jewel City.
I don't even know.
And it's a few blocks. It used to be the Diamond polishing works, and they've now turned it into apartments, a residential area.
Right, right.
But it's beautiful, and the street art is just so amazing. Like, it's the sort of place that you really want to go see. If you think about how many of your listeners have been to Fordsburg, Fordsburg, which has a history actually of an old Jewish area.
I know. It's absolutely awesome. It's got something so, I don't know, it's villagey, it's run down, but there's personality to it. It's incredible.
And you feel like you're in the middle of Pakistan.
And
There's the shops that are selling Habli tobacco, and there's the street vendors doing DVDs, and the smells and the richness of an international culture in the middle of Johannesburg, an entire subculture that feels like you're coming out of the subcontinent of India. Mm. It's just absolutely amazing.
Susan Kasif says, I volunteer my son Martin to fly the drone. Susan, I hope you check that with Martin, because right now he's going to be angry. He's definitely. Janine B says, I've just switched on. I don't know if anyone's mentioned jacaranda popcorn driving slowly over fallen flowers with your windows open. We love it. Isn't that cool? No one's mentioned it, Janine. So that is great. Garen says, if I remember correctly, the rumor about removing the alien jacarandas a few years ago was an April Fool's joke. Caught out a lot of people. It might have been, Garen, but I know that when we were redoing our garden, we weren't allowed to plant jacaranda trees because they're not indigenous. I'm not saying we didn't, and I'm not saying that that maybe maybe we didn't listen to that. But there is definitely something around that. That might have been the case, but there is definitely something. Maybe somebody who knows can tell us on 3451906189510019. Unsan says white jacaranda trees is Herbert Baker Street in Groenkloof. Oh, that was the person that told us about that. Almost 100 white trees. That sounds spectacular. Yeah. Thank you, Unsigned. Incredible. Janine says, we work in Maboneng, and it is indescribable from where it was to where it is now, and it is just getting better. Mm. So, yeah, lots and lots of great ones. Ansan says, you're giving me great ideas, Howard. How about a jacaranda festival? It could be a real cultural tourist experience and bring economic benefits to Gauteng. Absolutely, because it is beautiful.
Mm. I was just thinking, trust Pretoria to go for white jacaranda trees.
I mean, it really, really do they want to do that. But look, if it looks beautiful and, you know, it's fine. We'll take it. Howard, it is 7:24. The other thing, of course, that I did want to talk to you about is you've got, the Jewish Achievers Awards coming up. One of the amazing things about it, or many of the amazing things, but one of them was, you know, it was a very social evening. You'd meet people, everybody gets dressed up. Must have been a real challenge to come up with an alternative. Tell us what you're doing this year.
So, you know, traditionally this time of year, 1,000 people would get together in the Sandton Convention Center, and we'd have this spectacular evening where we honor some of the most remarkable South Africans, Jews who have built this country in the post-apartheid era, and we'd give an award for lifetime achievement and humanitarian work and community service and art, sports, science and culture and business awards and entrepreneur awards and women awards. And we really celebrate the rich culture and contribution of our community to South Africa. That's what the Jewish Achiever Awards are all about. And you know, we've had hundreds of winners over the years, and each year someone says, you can't get better than this. And each year we find better nominees, and it's just such a warm, fantastic celebration of the contribution of our entire broad community to the country. And so this year, given the fact that we can't put 1,000 people into a ballroom, the question is, well, what can we do? What can we do to make it really spectacular? And we can't get away from it. It's a charity fundraiser. The Jewish Achiever Awards raises money, and that's what funds the Jewish Report newspaper. Without it, the Jewish Report newspaper would fold, because the newspaper loses a fortune of money every year. Everyone in the media industry knows, you know, newspapers are very, very difficult. And people have said, go online, but you can't read the Jewish Report online over Shabbos. And if you're an elderly person and you're not used to a digital world, then you have no access to the news. And that's why we continue to print in paper. And it's enormously costly. It's an enormous exercise that we undertake on behalf of the community. So the Jewish Achiever Awards goes to fund all of that. And so this year we've made a few interesting changes, and innovation really comes out of crisis. And so first of all, it is going to be freely available to everyone. We are going to broadcast free online. Oh, so whether you're on Vimeo or YouTube or Facebook or Zoom, you're going to be able to have access to the Jewish Achiever Awards.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, that's a first, because you've never broadcast live even from the event.
Absolutely. And the second thing is, well, how do we still raise money out of it? So we obviously have some sponsors, but it's very important to put together. We're cutting videos, we're producing, we're doing musical numbers, all sorts of things. So we have sponsors, but we also sell tables. And it's absolutely crucial. We say, how do we move this idea of selling tables into the digital world? We said, well, you know, looking at a TV screen or a computer screen is okay, but it's not the same as being in a room with other people. How do we recreate this idea of community and a celebration in your own home? And what we've done for those people who buy tables, and we'd really appeal to everyone to please buy a table for Jewish Achiever Awards or buy seats, and I realize it's expensive, but that's what keeps the newspaper going. We are going to deliver to everyone who buys a table or a seat to their home the most magnificent experience you could ever have. Your package arrives. It looks like a hat box, but extended for probably 60 centimeters with trays inside and a four-course dinner, a mousse bouche, spectacular, spectacular gourmet dinner, a bag with kosher prosecco and gins and tonics in, desserts, an entire array of desserts that will arrive, face masks. We're doing our own Jewish Achieve Awards face masks with matching kippot, with the table place settings and serviettes. So we've gone last year for the first time, we celebrated the work of Jewish artists. We in fact went and took Irma Stern's work and turned her into a kippah. This year, Kim Liebman is our artist and she's designed for us a beautiful kippah that deals with the connectivity of human beings, which will match your mask, which will match the placemats and the serviettes.
Oh, that is so cool.
And we want people to be able to have this remarkable, spectacular experience in their own home. And we want corporates who know, we know so many corporates want to support us. And with the work that we've done with the now 60 webinars over since the start of lockdown over the last 5-6 months, people really have such an affinity to the Jewish Report. So we know many corporates as well want to support us, and I really appeal to people to buy a table, to be part of this experience. But corporates are buying tables for their clients and for their staff, all to be part of this community celebrating what this year will be a celebration of, the heroes of COVID. And we want to honor those people in doing humanitarian work, business leaders who have stepped up during the period of COVID and provided leadership to our country, to celebrate the Jewish organizations who are feeding the Jewish community, who are feeding the general community, who are providing education at this point in time. This is the time after now, what, 7 months of lockdown. We want to celebrate the remarkable contribution of our community, not just to South Africa, but to the fight against COVID,
it's so interesting
because
to
making our society and people better.
It's so difficult because there are so many people in so many different areas that have really stepped up during this time. It's an incredible thing to look at this list of people. You know, we've got I know Dr. Anton Marburg, one that you know, I speak to every Sunday. We get updates every day, but you know, that's on the medical side. You've got so many people on charity side and the humanity. It's just an incredible thing to look at the people in the community that have really made a difference, not just to the Jewish community, but to the whole country, and as you say, even to other parts of the world during COVID. I think that as a community, in many ways, we can be very proud of our contribution to this crisis.
I think this year in particular, there are two things. One thing is to say, we can't just give 9 awards. It's impossible. The contribution during COVID has been so spectacular. So what we're doing as well is we're doing a roll of honor. We're expanding that to say, yes, of course, we're going to have 9 winners, but we have to acknowledge and recognize people in our community who have just made such a huge difference to the country during this period. And so we'll be doing a roll of honor that's going to go far broader than just the awards that we're giving. And the second thing is, don't forget.
We're almost out of time. We're over time. So just,
forgive me, but don't forget what we've done as well. While we've got 4 independent panels of judges that evaluate things, we also give people an opportunity to have their voice heard. And if you go on to jaa2020.co.za, the website, JAA obviously stands for Jewish Achieve Awards, so jaa2020.co.za, you can actually vote and tell our judges what you're thinking in order to who should be winning these awards. And when last I checked, which was over a week ago, we had more than 10,000 people already voting.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Really,
so yeah,
really
it's going to be different. It's going to be different this year, but it's going to be spectacular and it's going to be amazing. We're going to be bringing you comedy entertainment and musical entertainment. I can add from all around the world, not just.
Well, that's the other thing that it does. We do have to end the interview. We are so late.